Hello everyone and welcome to the final episode of the Propulsion Swimming Podcast for 2022. And it's my personal favourite, the one that we do every year, our annual swimming awards.
Yeah, I always look forward to this time of year, not just because it's Christmas and we all have an excuse to eat far too much, but it's because it's our annual award show, reflecting on everything that's happened this year and celebrate some amazing achievements from both in this country and abroad. We have the same nine awards as last year, with an additional three new awards that we thought should be included to further promote the brilliant work that's being done in this country. And they are the top social media presence, top age group club, and the top British coach as well.
Yes, we very much felt it was important to continue representing the grassroots of our sport, especially in this country, in the UK, much like we have just done on our Speedo Winter National Series, which I know has gone down very well with all of our listeners. Also to celebrate those who are pushing our sport out there, because as you might have realized by now, we are massive advocates for covering swimming in a different way than the traditional media outlets. Now, Dan, with all of our awards, there are some ground rules to go through. Essentially, how we got to our shortlists and how we will decide upon the outcome of every award. Now, the shortlists are put together basically from a public nomination, which we opened up on our Instagram stories. And from that nomination period, we put together a shortlist of three swimmers, coaches, teams per award. Now, that shortlist of three nominees was then voted on by our listeners, followers, and subscribers on our Twitter and Instagram pages. And Dan, can you guess how many votes we had in total this year?
Yeah, I'm actually not aware of this.
It was all on me.
I'd like to think it was in the thousands. I'd like to think that, but we'll see. Tell me what the figure is. Go on.
So it was a massive 10,000 public votes in total on our awards this year, which is
stunning. That is incredible. Well, I mean, listen, honestly, thank you very much for everyone voting and being part of these awards, because that's what it's all about. We've always said it's all about being or making a community for these, for not just Britain, but the whole of swimming, ideally. But yeah, 10,000 votes. That is awesome. Well, amazing.
So, from those 10,000 votes, what happens now? Essentially, that public vote gets a third of the say. Essentially, that's a third of the award already decided. Now, on this podcast, me and Dan are going to put forward who we think should win the award. Essentially, our chosen deciding factor. And we get a third each. Now, if all three parties choose differently, which I'm going through the awards in my head now, is going to happen, the public get the final say, because that is the most important vote out of all of them. So if I'm honest, it's more like I have 32%, Dan has 32%, and then the public has, 36%?
36.
If you add it up. Yeah, 36%. Yeah. That's how important we see the public vote, and that is how we have always done this for the last 3 years. And we do, honestly, I'm going into this with a fresh pair of eyes. I haven't got preconceived ideas, so at some points when we say the public award first, that is going to change my decision making. I have no doubt about that in some of these instances.
Well, that's the one thing that we always say, that we don't discuss beforehand who we've chosen or the reasons for our decision. We don't do that. It's very much raw. That's a good word. It's all raw, which makes it more interesting, I think.
Definitely. Right. Let's kick things off then, because I know this is going to be a very long podcast, but I know everyone is going to listen to the entirety of it because it's super exciting. And we're going to kick things off with British Newcomer of the Year, which was won last year by Matt Richards. Now, we have three swimmers shortlisted, but there's one very honourable mention who didn't quite make the list. And again, what you'll notice through all of these awards, the honourable mentions, how on earth they didn't make the list is shocking sometimes.
Well, especially this one, because the honourable mention for the British newcomer is Lewis Burrows, and he's had a fantastic year. And the fact that he didn't make the shortlist for the top three is quite staggering. But go on, who are the top three, Scott? Who are the top three in this award?
So the top three for this award were Mehdi Harris, who had a breakthrough year winning gold in the 4x1 freestyle relay at European Champs, along with a bronze in the 100 back at Commonwealth Games. Freya Colbert, who we all know has had a fantastic first international senior year winning gold in the mixed 200 freestyle relay and bronze in the 400 IM at European Championships, as well as a bronze and a 4x2 freestyle relay at the Commonwealth Games. and Katie Shanahan, who won silver in the 200 back at European Champs and two bronzes in the 400 IM and 200 meters backstroke at the Commonwealth Games. So they've all won big on the international stage on essentially their first year of senior competition. Tough to call from. And I can tell you now, Dan, the public vote was split by 6 votes for the lot of them. So in third place on the public vote was Freya Colbert with 277, Mehdi Harris with 280, and Katie Shanahan with 283.
What?
And I can tell you now, this doesn't help me and Dan, because I have no idea who I'm picking.
This is the one that might take a while, because I have absolutely no idea. And by the sounds that the public also have absolutely no idea who to choose. It's such a fine line. I would honestly be happy to say any one of them. In fact, no, that's a lie. All of them. I want to pick all of them here, because they all deserve it. They've all come away with medals at the highest level. Europeans, Commonwealths. It's very difficult to choose. The fact that we've got to pick one of these is nigh on impossible, but unfortunately we have to pick one. Mm-hmm. Oh man. I've thought about this one long and hard, and I still don't have a decision. I start off in my head, right, I'm going to go with Mehdi, because Mehdi's done amazing in the backstroke to effectively take over from Kathleen Dawson because of her injury. And then I went, no, I've got to go to Katie Shanahan, because she was absolutely incredible for Scotland at commies. And then to win a silver Europeans in a 200 backstroke is just ridiculously good. And then I went, no, I'm going to go to Freya Colbert because gold in the mixed relay, and she's done really well, and not just the freestyle events, it's the medley events as well. It's really tough. I don't know where you're leaning, but I have absolutely no idea still after saying all that.
Okay. For me, their achievements altogether is obviously incredibly hard to separate. So for me, my vote has gone for Mehdi, because she came from absolutely nowhere in the 100 meters backstroke. You think before this year, I don't think she'd even broken a minute for 100 back. No. And she's gone from that to this summer being an incredibly valuable part of British swimming's relay performances in the pool, both mixed and the female side. And she was equally important swimming 100 freestyle as she was swimming 100 back, which again caught me by surprise in the relays. It's purely how valuable she has been to the team, which is why I'm going to pick Mehdi as my British newcomer of the year. And is incredibly tough. Incredibly tough.
So I told you my sort of layout. I went from Mehdi to Katie, then to Freya, and I'm actually going to stick with Freya, I think, this is why it's so difficult, isn't it? Because, again, she's kind of come out of nowhere. She's just been selected for a first British team, and then it's extremely rare that you get selected for your first team and then suddenly perform and not only get medals but win gold as part of a relay. And it's the mixed 4x2. I know on the men's side we're quite strong, but the women, two of that, the team were women. And then it was a bronze and a 400 IM. I mean, and that was at Europeans. And there's a strong field in the 400 IM at Europeans. I'm going to give it to Freya. Again, I would happily give it to all of them, to be honest with you. Okay. But I'm picking Freya.
So what this means is our very first award is our very first Hung Award, where three parties have all chosen differently, which means we are going to go by the public vote, and Katie Shanahan wins British Newcomer of the Year from Propulsion Swimming, purely based on winning by 3 votes when we put this to the public. That is astonishing.
That's honestly incredible. The fact that they were split by 6 votes mean that everyone really struggled to pick. That's really tough. I'm glad we kind of got that one out of the way, because I think that's the hardest award we're giving out this entire podcast episode.
I'm gonna hold you there. I've got the public votes in front of me. You wait. There's one which is split by less. There's one that's split by less. God.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I'm happy with Katie Shanahan winning that, because she's had a phenomenal year as well, obviously.
She has. And if you haven't listened to our podcast with her, go back, have a listen. She is an outstanding talker for someone who is just 18. She's got a great future in the sport.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Okay, then. Our next award, which was the International Newcomer of the Year. And last year, the winner was Bobby Fink from USA. Now, Dan, I'm going to let you describe the honorable mentions for this one, because, again, this was tough to fit all of the nominees into three shortlist spaces.
Well, yeah, the two honorable mentions that I'm going to say were actually medalists at the World Champs, which is quite incredible. And one of those swimmers was Carson Foster, who got a silver in a 400 IM. I suppose that's quite a famous race, which I think we'll go on to in a minute. And then Leah Hayes as well, who I believe is only 14, 15, and she also medaled. She got bronze. So there are the two mentions who didn't quite make the top three. Again, staggering, I know, but these three have deserved it, I think, the nominations you're about to say.
Now, one person who was consistently nominated by the public for this award was David Popovich. However, because he had already swum and broken out essentially onto the international stage the year before, we decided not to put him up for this award. We had him up for this last year, which is why our International Newcomer of the Year shortlist is Leon Machard, after winning gold in the 200 and 400 meters IM and a silver in the 200 meters fly at World Championships. That 200 fly goes under the radar, and he's also got within 0.4 of Michael Phelps's untouchable 400 IM world record, which is now distinctively under threat. Josh Liendo, the incredible new Canadian sprinter, onto the scenes. He won gold in the 100 meters fly at the Commonwealth Games, along with two bronzes at the same competition. And at the World Championships, he came away with a silver and two bronzes as well. Definitely one to look out for, especially now he's gone to Florida Gators. And Molly O'Callaghan, who had an outstanding 2022 with a medal tally that includes three golds and three silvers at the World Championships, along with five golds and two silvers at the Commonwealth Games. So golds and medals galore in this one, Dan.
Well, the best place to start again is with the public votes. Let's go with that first.
Okay, public vote. This was a landslide, and this one caught me by surprise. An absolute landslide for Leon Machard, who got 552 votes ahead of Molly O'Callaghan with 271. And Josh Liendo, this one surprised me, with only 89. I actually thought he would get a lot more than that.
Yeah, actually, I want to start with him because he is the first black swimmer from Canada to win a major international medal. And it wasn't just a medal. It was gold in the 100 fly at commies. It doesn't get too much better than that, you know? So he needs a lot of credit because it wasn't just the fly events he was doing. It was the freestyle events as well, winning bronzes and silvers at both the commies and world champs. So he's definitely made his mark on the international scene. But he's not my choice. My choice also isn't Machard either. It's actually Molly O'Callaghan.
Whoa.
Because the medal tally speaks for itself. Three golds and three silvers at World Champs, that's six medals just at Worlds alone, and then another five golds and two silvers at Commies, that's seven. So in total, that's 13 medals she's come away with in one season.
Granted,
a lot of those are relays, but she blew the doors off in 100 and 200, beating Emma McKeon and people like that, you know?
Well, Emma McKeon didn't race at Worlds.
At Commies, I mean, but yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. My question with O'Callaghan is, this summer, the races that she won loads of medals in were almost weakened fields. Okay. They weren't as strong as they were at the Olympics. Whereas my pick, Leon Machard, set the world alight and set times that we have not seen since Phelps and Lochte. That was my only... Molly O'Callaghan did swim very, very well. Very fast. Mm. But I just don't know if she wins, or even if she makes the Aussie selection, like full strength. Does she beat Emma McKeon and Kate Campbell to 100 free selection?
As of right now, I believe she would do, yes. Because she's always top three in the world, and especially in 100, because she does the sort of Kyle Chalmers tactic of going out relatively steady and then comes back like a freight train. So I think she's definitely guaranteed on the Aussie team, absolutely. And I think she would be... Depends on the day, of course, because the Aussie sprint freestyle on the women's side is just crazy, as we all know. Hmm. But I think Molly Callaghan is the number one, maybe apart from McKeon, maybe. There's tight between those two. I think she'd probably be better than Kate Campbell now, because Kate's getting towards the end of her career and Molly's almost just passing the torch onto her, I suppose. My only decision, or the only reason I didn't pick Leon, was because yes, it was a fantastic race, obviously, but it's just the one race, whereas Molly's been able, she's doing it quite consistently. But you're basing off just the 400 IM.
I mean, the 200 was pretty good as well, and the two fly to get silver, that's massively under the radar.
Oh, you know, I know, I get that. I absolutely do.
But I'm just basing, yeah, okay.
You're basing off, let's say, two events, whereas Molly's done it over multiple.
I'm just going to... There's no point in you trying to sway me. It's not happening.
Are you not changing at all? Oh, right,
no,
okay.
No. And the public vote went Leon Machado as well. So...
I'm on a losing battle then, obviously. Listen, Machado's obviously a deserved winner of this because that Phelps world record wasn't supposed to be going maybe ever.
It just caught everyone by surprise. Like, massive
and the fact
surprise.
That he went 4.042, I think. Yeah, 0.4 off the world record. Mm. And you just think, oh, wow. And especially with his breaststroke, it just looks like that world record's going to go. So,
for world champs, we put a little video together of 10 swimmers to look out for. I am so glad I pushed you so hard to get him on that list.
Yeah, it's because of the NCAAs. He was doing quite well there. And obviously, the breaststroke is so strong. Obviously, the fly is good because the 200 fly as well. He's one to look out for the rest of his career, I believe, as well. Because he's working with Bob Bowman, of course.
Yeah. So, the Propulsion Swimming International Newcomer of the Year for 2022 is Frenchman and Arizona State swimmer Leon Machado. Mm-hmm. So, next up, Dan, is the most improved British swimmer. Now, there are a host of names that we could have put towards this one. There were nominations from all over the country.
Yeah, there were.
I know the three that have been put forward, but who were the honourable mentions who just missed out?
The ones who've just missed out, we've mentioned two of them already, Casey Shanahan and Freya Colbert, and then Cara Hanlon was also in that honourable mention list with her Scottish records that she hit this year, both in the 50 and the 100. I know long course and short course, but still two Scottish records to her name, but doesn't quite make the top three on this occasion.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at last year's winner, which was Tom Dean, who won two Olympic golds, that is kind of the level of performance that some swimmers have got to get to be nominated for this award. So our shortlist for this was Brody Williams, who won his first international senior medal with a gold in the 200 meters backstroke at the Commonwealth Games, along with gold in the 4x1 medley relay. We'll be discussing that relay a little bit more later on in the podcast. Mehdi Harris, of course, who dropped over a second in the 100 meters backstroke to go from essentially above the 60-second barrier to a new PB of 59.25. And we've already spoken about the medals and achievements that she's had this summer. And Lewis Burras, who won three silvers at the Commonwealth Games and a bronze at the World Championships. And he also now owns the British record in the 100 meters freestyle, which was a massive kind of welcome onto the scene for him ahead of this summer's championships. And talking about that British record, I think that is why he got the public vote by quite a big margin of well over 100 votes. Lewis Burras was plain sailing with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to lean towards agreeing with the public vote because he, again, was very unlucky not to be mentioned in the first award, but I think he wins this one. He has improved dramatically. His swim speed is incredible. I mean, he beat Ben Proud in the 50-meter freestyle at British Champs.
That feels like so long ago now,
especially after what Ben's done this summer as well.
Yep,
the fact that Lewis beat him before that even happened.
I forgot about that.
I know. That's crazy, right? Crazy. That's the reason why I've picked it. That's one of the reasons. The other reason was the British record, which was previously held by Duncan Scott, of course. And then three silvers at Commies, a bronze at World Champs. He's improved so much. I suppose the starts and the turns are probably his weakest part, I would say. The swim speed is phenomenal.
I was going to say, I actually think the swim speed is one of the fastest in the world.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do. Yeah. I agree with you. And that's why his 100 is so good, I think, because he comes back so strongly as well.
Coming into this, I was on the fence between Mehdi and... And Lewis, simply because I had Mehdi down for British Newcomer of the Year and the drops in performance that she had. But you're voting Lewis, the public are voting Lewis. It's obvious, isn't it? Lewis Burras has clearly won the Propulsion Swimming Most Improved British Swimmer of the Year. And that 4x1 freestyle relay team, Come Paris, is looking so dangerous that Duncan Scott might not even make the squad.
Can you believe it? I mean, he used to be the British record holder and now suddenly he's under threat from not even being in the team. Oh, man.
I'm very excited. Crazy. Very excited. Yeah. For that. Right. Very quickly, on to our next award then, the British Para Swimmer of the Year. Definitely some amazing swimmers in this one because British swimming, if you don't know, in the para world is world class. World records very broken so. Left, right, and center. Our 2021 winner was Maisie Summers Newton. I can confirm she was nominated for the three-person shortlist. But Dan, your turn as always. Honorable mentions. Who just missed out?
Yeah, fantastic athletes I'm about to say here, and it's amazing that they're not being selected for the award. But Alice Tai is the honourable mention, so is Tony Shaw and Jessica Jane Applegate. I mean, they had fantastic seasons. The fact they're not chosen is crazy again. But let's go for the ones who were in the top three.
I mean, you've also got like Tully Kearney, who broke world records, or just about broke world records. They weren't official because of all sorts of testing. So the nominated three are Maisie Summers Newton, who won three gold medals at the Para World Championships in Madeira, alongside a gold medal in the SB6 100 meters breaststroke at the Commonwealth Games. And along with those medals, she has broken numerous world records. I can't even count them on my hand. She's broken that many world records this year.
I've lost count as well. Yeah.
Ellie Challis, who finished the calendar year with a gold and three silvers from the Para World Championships. Unfortunately, her classification didn't race at the Commonwealth Games, but that doesn't mean she doesn't deserve to be shortlisted for these awards, because just like Maisie, she hit numerous world records. Dan, if we said this about an able-bodied swimmer breaking numerous world records all year long, it'd be crazy. It'd be absolutely crazy. Madness. And the final nomination was Northern Ireland para swimmer Bethany Firth, who won the nation's first gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, alongside three gold medals at the Para World Championships in Madeira. Dan, I want to say with all of those medal nominations that we put forward, this should be quite tough, but it isn't. It's the same winner as last year. The public have voted overwhelmingly for Maisie Summers Newton. That's exactly the way I'm going, and I don't even need to ask you. I know that is exactly the way you're going.
Yeah, I mean, we should talk about Ellie Challis because she won a lot of medals in Madeira in the summer. World records to her name as well. Bethany Firth winning an amazing gold for the Northern Ireland in a Commonwealth Games, and again three goals in para, but it has to be Maisie, doesn't it? It has to be Maisie. Yeah. I mean, she's just a phenomenon at the moment. We were raving about Ellie Simmons before, and Maisie Summers Newton is just as good, if not better. Who knows? It's amazing what she's doing.
She has fully taken the baton that Ellie gave her and is carrying that well and truly on for the future. She was a star at Tokyo. Be prepared for her to be a star in Paris as well. She's not slowing down anytime soon. Right, next up was the British Race of the Year. And this one took some deciding between me and Dan to make the shortlist. I can see his honourable mentions, and he was determined to get a few of these onto the shortlist, but he didn't have his way. So, Dan, what were the two races that missed out on this one that you badly wanted on?
Yeah, we've already mentioned one of them in the podcast already, and that was Proud versus Burris in the 50-meter freestyle at British Trials, because that was a staggering race. Also the 50-meter freestyle at Worlds, so I think that should be mentioned as well, that Ben Proud won his gold in as well. I'm going to add another one in there, just because it sprung to mind, and that was Ross Murdoch at Commies, both the 50 and
that's
the
200. That's for entertainment advice.
Just absolutely incredible, the fact that he was celebrating more than the winners of the gold medal, you know. Just I'll throw that in there because he's great for Scotland, he really is. But top three,
I mean, race of the year, this is still nominated, so he's still in this, but James Wilby for the 100 meters breaststroke Commonwealth Games gold, where he came storming home in Birmingham to beat Adam Peaty in a time of 59.25 to win his second individual Commonwealth gold. James Wilby in the 200 meters breaststroke at European Champs, two nominations for this award. He's done something right this summer. This one, he won the 200 meters breaststroke in Rome from lane 8. In a gutsy swim, and I mean, we were speaking to the camp before, they were exhausted by the time it got
to
Rome, and for him to win that race against much fresher swimmers was stunning, simply stunning. Yep. And then the final nomination was the men's 4x100 meters medley relay at the Commonwealth Games. And it was a brilliant way to close out the games with a close encounter between England and Australia. And it very much came down to Tom Dean holding off the King Kyle Chalmers on the final leg. And that is, it was just stunning.
Well, let's go back. Let's go and talk about James Wilby here, because he is...
He's got two.
We say it time and time again on this podcast. This guy should be a superstar. What he's done for British swimming is just outrageously good. He comes away with silverware pretty much every major meet. I think I'm right in saying that. And yet he gets nowhere near the publicity, or, you know, no one talks about him as much, because I know you've got Adam, you've got Duncan, you've got Abby and people like that. But this guy is there always. And the fact that I think the one race for me that was best for him this summer was the 200 breaststroke at Europeans out in lane 8, knackered, because, you know, we spoke to some of the team, they were dead. I mean, I don't think we should have gone. We shouldn't have gone. It was almost pointless by that point.
Yeah.
And he comes away with gold. It's just awesome. Never write him off. Absolutely never write him off. He's awesome. But my choice is the men's 4x1 medley. That was awesome. That was absolutely awesome.
That wasn't where I thought you were going.
Oh, really? I was building Wilby up so much. But no, unfortunately, he doesn't win this one for me. It was just the drama of Tom versus Carl in that last, especially the last 50 meters.
Yeah.
Well, actually, got rewind a little bit. I was getting a little bit worried on that third leg, because I thought, who's about to dive in for Australia? Is it? It's not Carl, is it? And then suddenly you see Carl on the block, and you go, oh no! And I don't know how Tom held on, because you don't want Carl chasing you on that last 15, 20, 25 meters, because nigh on he usually gets you. But how Tom held on, I don't know. But that's my choice. That's mine.
Okay, so I was very excited because my choice is James Wilby in the 200 meters breaststroke at Europeans, because it was simply, he shouldn't have been there, let alone win gold. The exhaustion, we spoke to guys in the camp, they were knackered, the morale was pretty low, and for him to come away with gold against a top class field, like European breaststroke is strong, was stunning. And I got so excited. I was like, oh my God, Dan's going to do it. We're going to overrule the public vote. But no, the public vote is the men's 4x1 medley relay at Commonwealth Games, which means, Dan, you have the deciding vote, which means that is the winner. I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted James Wilby to win that one. I really did.
Honestly, I was building Wilby up, and I was actually almost half convincing myself, like, maybe I should choose James here because he's so good and deserves it, you know? But I was literally out of my seat on that final leg of the 4x1. And you said, it was a brilliant way to end commies for Team England. And just Birmingham, the atmosphere was just insane. And that's what I like, the drama. I've always said on this podcast, the drama, the close finishes, stuff like that, is what I lean towards.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was the most I've shouted all summer. So I do get that. So that means the winner of our British race of the year is England winning the men's 4x1 medley relay at the Commonwealth Games. Okay, then. I think we are heading into the most obvious award of the year. International Race of the Year. Now, I'm going to give you the nominations for this award first, because the list of honourable mentions is longer than I can dare to imagine, and we're going to annoy some people that these races were left off. So
I know, we are. Yeah.
The shortlist was the women's 400 meters freestyle at the World Championships, which was a hotly anticipated showdown between Katie Ledecky and Summer McIntosh. The men's 1500 meters freestyle race at the World Championships, where Gregor Peltrianeri came incredibly close to breaking the impossible world record set in this race by Sun Yang. And with only 100 meters to go, he was more than 3 seconds beneath that mark. And more incredibly, the whole pool at Budapest was cheering him on from, I believe he was lane one.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah.
And then the final nominee, which I think is a very obvious winner, was the men's 100 meters freestyle at European Champs, where the 17-year-old sensation David Popovich broke the super suit world record set previously by Cesar Chao. Now, Dan, before we get into who wins this, because I think it's fairly obvious.
I think it's an easy choice, yeah.
What were the honourable mentions?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to throw their toys out of the pram with some of these because we've left out, I think, going on top of the head, while looking at the list here, is I think we've left out about 4 world record swims, which is crazy.
Yeah. It looks
2
bad
world
on us,
junior but... record swims. It does, but let me just go through the list. So we've got the women's 400 IM from Commies, which was Summer McIntosh breaking that world junior record. The women's 200 fly at world, which is Summer McIntosh breaking the world junior record. The men's 400 IM, I mean, we've talked about Liam Shard before. The men's 200 breaststroke at Australian Trials, which Zach Stopsy-Cook broke the world record. The women's 400 free at Australian Trials, which Titmus broke the world record in that one. The men's 200 fly at the Worlds, which Milak broke the world record in that one. And then the men's 200 free at Europeans, which, of course, David Popovich went sub-143. So it's quite a list that we've missed off there. And it's crazy to think that 2 of our 3 that we've chosen for our shortlist isn't or aren't world records.
Yeah, but it's entertainment. That's what swimming is. Well, it's entertainment.
That's what it is. And I always try and drive across to you, especially with that men's 1500, that the drama and the atmosphere that Paul was experiencing, I thought we were on for something incredibly special. Yeah, if he broke that world record, that would have been the best swim. Maybe not of all time, but it would be right up there. That would be an incredible swim. He faded away. Well, he didn't fade away. It's just that Sun Yang does what he does at the end. You know, just one of those races. And then, of course, the 400 free for the women. It was just after Titmus broke the world record. So I thought, oh, it's going to be incredible. It's Ledecky versus McIntosh. That already sells it for me. But the fact that they could, either one of them, break the world record themselves, they didn't quite do it. But it's a proper good race. Yeah, and Summer McIntosh, of course, only the 4th female swimmer ever to go sub-4, and she's only 15. Just awesome.
Yeah, that bit, but just throw that in. I'm going to say this now. When we started this podcast, I had a very distinct opinion of distance swimming. You knew this.
Our listeners knew
this. Now, I love watching a 1500. I love the fight, the European men against Bobby Fink. It's just incredible. Yeah. Throw Dan Whiffen's performance up in Edinburgh that mix. Yeah. I saw that live on poolside.
Yeah.
Suddenly, I'm in love with distance swimming, and I was a 50 swimmer. What is going on?
It's just the fact that the crowd, all of the crowd, it doesn't matter which country you swim for. If you're on for something special, people are going to cheer you on. I mean, it's very difficult to cheer someone on for over a 50-meter swim because it's over in 20 seconds or so.
But
when it's a 1500 and it's 15 minutes, and you've got something to cheer on for.
And we really are seeing these guys attack it now. It is not the procession of Ledecky. This is like, there are probably 6-7 swimmers heading into Paris in 2 years' time that can potentially win gold. Like, that's how competitive that distance is right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. All 8 lanes could win. And you throw Dan Whiffen in there at the moment, who is just flying at the moment. It'll be interesting what he does long course. I think that'll be a good gauge of how he does it in the summer meets. But it's just awesome. I mean, we're talking about the 1500 a lot, but actually the choice is very simple. It's the 100 free, isn't it? It's the 100 free at Europeans.
It's beyond.
Yeah.
sorry to burst that balloon of distance swimmers. David Popovich did something that I honestly thought I'd never see happen. That super suit record felt completely out of reach, even when Dressel was in the pool. Yeah. And for a 17-year-old... who calls himself a skinny legend. He is not built like a 100 freestyler, really. I still think the 2 is his event. I think that's what he's built for.
Yep.
But he's changing the sport. He's changing perceptions of what is possible in a swimming pool, which has not happened, honestly, since, I'm going to say, Petey. I think Petey changed what perceptions was possible in 100 meters breaststroke. He's doing it in freestyle, which we thought the technique of that wouldn't evolve anymore after Popov and Thorpe and Phelps. But he is taking this on leaps and bounds and breaking world records. I think the 200 free is on dangerous. I think there's a ticking clock till that one goes now, just because of how good he is. This summer really was the summer of Popovich, and his world record swim has to win International Race of the Year. Simply has to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't even have to look at the public vote. I imagine that's a complete landslide as well. Yep. But we've both chosen it anyway, so it's going to win. I honestly, I've said on the podcast and I put my hands up, I didn't think he was going to get this 100-meter freestyle world record. I didn't think he'd get it. No. I think he's more suited to the 200, and I'm very glad to be proven wrong. I still think the 200 is a bit of a push, and again, I'd be happy to be proved wrong because I think that's going to be awesome if he goes sub 142. My word, that has to be good. That goes down as best swimming race ever, ever. Yep. But yes, he wins that clearly for me. Clearly, yeah.
Winner of the Propulsion Swimming International Race of the Year is of course David Popovich in the men's 100 meters freestyle at European Championships in Rome, where he set an incredible world record, just incredible. We'll go down in history. Okay, the first of our new awards from Propulsion Swimming, and first up is the British social media presence.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we wanted to do this award is because we want to highlight people who are really pushing the sport on. So, like, swimming can't really stand by and hope that TV channels pick it up and push it on to a new level. It needs people pushing out new content on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever your favorite platform is, podcast.
Yep.
It just needs these people. The sport really does need it for it to grow bigger and further than it has before. FINA, or as I should say, World Aquatics, has a new direction in short form content thanks to the great John Bailey, who we've spoken to on this podcast. And I'd say they're reaping the rewards based on the coverage of World Champs in Australia. Definitely. It was everywhere. It was incredible to see. So for this award, we have three nominees, which of course were taken from the public vote on social media. We couldn't take it any other way. But there are several others that definitely deserve a mention in this one. And if you don't mind, I'm going to lead off the honorable mentions with someone who didn't get anywhere near enough mentions on the public vote over on Instagram. And that is Steve Poolboy. As everyone knows him on Twitter, he does an outstanding job on Twitter, essentially being the independent reporter for British Swimming. Any bit of news, any record, any time, go to him. He gets it right. Yep. He knows what he's doing.
He knows all of it, every bit.
He is the place to go. He is certainly my honourable mention. And then I'd also like to put forward Hannah Miley. She is out of the sport, but she is still leading the way in this sport. Essentially,
for women's health, especially
women's health, her journey out of the sport as well. Essentially, she has been posting about what she's been doing since she's retired. We've spoken to her a lot, and she's very active in growing the sport as well, which is exactly what this award is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to throw two more in there, and they're two swimming clubs, actually. Crawley are very prominent on social media,
TikTok,
which is brilliant to see. You've got to get your club out there, you know, get as many members in and get everyone involved in swimming as much as possible. I'm also going to throw in there, I wanted them as a mention because Stockport Metro, they do fantastic drills on Instagram. And there's social media in general, but they just don't post enough. If they could do it more, I would actually push for them to be in the top three. Not just them, but all clubs, to be honest with you, all clubs.
I could chat out a lot of clubs here who do a brilliant job of covering the way they cover their swimmers' results. The branding across all of their social medias is very professional, and it really stands out to people like me and Dan who do try our best to cover the results. We can see those clubs, and we see you keep up the amazing work. But for our three nominations, and I personally don't think you can look elsewhere than these three, Adam Peaty, for this year providing an amazing insight into elite training on his YouTube channel, specifically his videos from Tenerife, where unfortunately he broke his foot, but you did really get to see the raw, I'd say the raw struggle, like the raw struggle that a professional swimmer goes into. Sonny Trigg, otherwise known as the swimsuit guy, who, everyone should know. He is the first independent British swimming YouTube channel to pass 50,000 subs, which, as everyone should know, we live on YouTube. That is a massive deal, a huge, huge deal. He's captured all sorts from 2022, including his own journey in the pool, from poolside at the Commonwealth Games, from coaching Chad Leclos. He's captured it all and brought it essentially accessible to everyone through short form content on YouTube, Instagram, and long form vlogs on YouTube as well.
I was going to say,
definitely
vlogs,
doing an amazing job there. And then Amber Keegan, who, if anyone doesn't follow on Instagram, please do so, because she gives an incredibly honest approach, sharing her own experiences with mental health, her struggles in and out of the pool when she has a tough training day. She really doesn't just put up good stuff. And I think that's really great to see from someone who is an elite swimmer.
I think she's willing to help anyone and everyone as well. And she will, if you send her a message, she will reply. And it can be from, we've had her on the podcast, especially with a parent support, which we've done with AP, about the mental struggles, the eating disorders, and all of that stuff. She's still swimming, so if you catch her at British Champs or any sort of national meet, go and talk to her. If you're finding any
as long as she's
struggles,
not busy racing.
Well, she might be in the pool. Who knows? I mean, she does the distance events as well, so she's in the pool a lot longer than most as well.
Yeah. Right. Before we choose, Dan, I'm going to say this was the closest award on public vote.
Was it
out of the lot? And this went down to 2 votes.
No way. God.
Two votes. So in third was Amber. In second was Adam Peaty. And in first was the swimsuit guy, Sonny Trigg, who just got 2 more votes than Adam, which is stunning.
Wow.
So that's where the public vote's gone. I want to hear where you're going.
I have said on the podcast numerous times that it's great seeing Adam or any swimmer win their Olympic gold after their race. And you think, oh, that's absolutely amazing. I'd love to be able to do that from a kid and a role model point of view. But I'd love to, this is what I want to try and do next year. I want to see how he got there. I want to see this is why I loved his Tenerife shots. Like you see him out of his comfort zone. I want to see what he eats, how he recovers, what he does in the gym, what he does in the pool to be able to go and win Olympic gold. That's what I really like to see. And it's not just, I want not just Adam to do it. I want every swimmer to do it. I want to see behind the scenes, talk to their coaches, how they get from A to B, and then hopefully win the pinnacle, which is Olympic gold. So my choice is Adam Peaty because of that.
Very nice. Mine was a bit different. Okay. You have always campaigned to see how an elite swimmer wins gold. I have always campaigned, as part of our journey, as part of this podcast, is to highlight mental health. I've spoken openly on this podcast about my own journey through mental health, whether it's been swimming in the pool and out of the pool, how recently doing this podcast I kind of discovered my own anxieties, which is why I find Amber Keegan's approach to sharing her own, they are very personal experiences on her on her Instagram channel, extremely refreshing and really helpful, in to the point where I have personally messaged Amber in my own spare time and said, could you help with this? Because she has. So it's a very personal reason that I've chosen Amber, but the way that she shares her journey through the sport for me is incredibly refreshing. And I know we have gone 3 different ways on who we are going to nominate for this award. Both me and you have chosen differently and the public have chosen differently, but I hope everyone looks into all 3 of these people and kind of decides, like, for us, why all 3 of them should really win this award. I hope everyone looks into them and follows their journeys really closely.
Yeah, I think our choices are just very personal feelings, I suppose, if that makes sense. I love to see behind the curtain, behind the scenes of how someone gets to somewhere. Let's say, like, when a film comes out, I'd like to know how that film is made. That's my personal preference, if you like. But I understand your point of view with Amber, of course, and then the swimsuit guy, who I haven't even spoken about, actually, which we should do. To pass 50k subs on YouTube is phenomenal. And swimming is quite a niche sort of market, really. For football, it'd probably be, that's normal, I guess. Rugby is quite big as well. But for swimming, 50,000 subscribers is
massive.
He's
doing it all by himself as well. He's doing this all by himself, his own journey. So while he is not chosen as the winner by me and Dan, he quite clearly wins because of the public vote. And I have absolutely no problem with that.
Nope,
I fully think he deserves to win because I mean, he's changing the way people look at swimming. Like, you've got over in America, you've got Cody Miller, who's been vlogging his swimming journey for a very long time. I think as his swimming journey's coming to a close, his vlogs have slowly come to a close. But over here in the UK, we've got Sonny. And the way that he has vlogged the elite athletes that he manages to work with. Sonny, please tell me the secret of how you manage to work with these guys. And Energy Standard, before this year, he worked at ISL and managed to capture behind the scenes of that. That is the raw footage that swimming needs. It's why me and Dan were poolside at Winter Nationals, capturing raw footage. It's better than a live stream. So Sonny, you win our Propulsion Swimming British Social Media Presence of 2022. Fully deserved, and best of luck getting to that 100k sub button later on in 2023, because I have no doubt he's going to get there. I have no doubt.
Halfway there, and he's flying. So yeah, best of luck to him.
So next up for our awards show 2022 is British Age Group Club of the Year. A new award for us, but very much following the trend of highlighting grassroots swimming in this country, just like we did at Winter Nationals. And I want to say I want to list the honourable mentions, Dan, but when we open this up to public vote, everyone voted for their own club. And when you think we had 10,000 voters, that's a lot of clubs to go through. Yeah, so we kind of had to make a call on the three that went forward, because there's obviously different sizes of clubs, and the bigger the club, the more nominations they had, and it wasn't quite fair. So one we had to overrule and put three clubs forward. So the three shortlisted clubs were Mount Kelly, who had 12 swimmers selected for international competitions and were the top club at British Summer Champs with 52 medals, including a stunning 22 golds. City of Sheffield, who had 5 swimmers on the European junior squad and won 55 medals at British Summer Championships 2022. And Guildford City, who are the leading UK junior club after winning the Junior Arena League and also making the final of the Senior Arena League competition. Now, public vote for this one, Dan, was a popularity contest. And I can say the Mount Kelly family is big. This was they got more votes than Popovich's world record.
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah. They got more votes than Popovich's world record. Popovich's world record got 566. Mount Kelly family, you are strong, and with a massive 616. Crazy.
Jeez. I did not expect that. That is insane. Wow, wow, wow. Where should we start? All of them need a mention. Guildford, like you say, Junior Arena League champions, and I live quite close to where Guildford is now. They are a massive club, and they are doing wonders, both age group wise and then up to senior wise as well, representing competitions up and down, counties, regionals, nationals, all the way up. Sheffield, I think we know how good they are. I mean, they produce swimmers on almost like
some of the swimmers that they have coming through, the five that went to European juniors are serious names to look out for the near future.
Oh, honestly, I think the two that spring to mind right now is Ashley Bailey and Phoebe Cooper. They are just on a different planet at the moment. They are doing absolute wonders. But Sheffield have always produced these amazing swimmers. Honestly, have five swimmers on the European junior squad is amazing. And then 55 medals at British Champs is awesome. But my choice actually is going to be Mount Kelly, because they are just, I don't know what they do down in Devon.
We do know what they do down in Devon.
We do. Okay, I was trying to hide that a little bit. But we know exactly what they do, and they are just incredible what they do. 12 swimmers selected for international competitions. I know it's not just the GB side of it. They do have some people coming in from abroad and representing their country over down in Mount Kelly. But 22 golds, which is amazing at summer champs, absolutely amazing. Swimmers that come to mind are like Matthew Ward, Holly Widdows.
Who's on senior funding now?
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. But that's where my choice goes. It's Mount Kelly, because they are doing something special down in Devon at the moment.
Yeah.
They have done for a while, actually. It's not just at the moment. They have done for a while.
Yeah, I'm fully with you. I'm fully with you. And I've got to say, I was on poolside at English Winters, and they are by far and away the loudest club I have heard in a very long time for finals, which were silent until Mount Kelly got there. They are a presence on poolside. You know when they are about. And I think this summer they set a school record at all of the national competitions in total. I think they set a school record at Winter Champs as well. I was speaking to their head coach, Emma, on poolside, and I think it was day two I saw her, and they were almost already there. So I'm sure they broke that record. And for a school of Mount Kelly's standing, who have been around for a very long time, when you think of the likes like Andy Jameson went there, Sharon Davis went there, for them to be breaking school records just shows how well they are doing right now. And yeah, yes, they swamped the public vote. Very clearly swamped the public vote. There's a lot of you who voted, but they get our vote as well. They get both of our votes, which means the 2022 British Age Group Club of the Year is Mount Kelly.
Yep. I mean, I'm not going to just... I've got nothing to say. Yeah, carry on.
Okay, next award then is the British Coach of the Year for 2022. And the three nominations for this one are two elite coaches in Dave McNulty and David Hemmings. And the two coaches leading the way for Mount Kelly, who just won our last award, Emma Collins-Barnes and Greg King-Lim. We had to put them together because I know there it is a combined effort right at the top of the tree. Dan, as I said with the last award, the Mount Kelly family swamped the voting on this one, and they won the public vote quite clearly.
Oh, did they? Okay.
This one for me might be slightly harder to justify when I think of Dave McNulty's achievements this summer.
Okay, where should we start? Let's go with Emma and Greg then. We've kind of spoken about Mount Kelly already, but you know they've had one of the most successful years in a school's history, and you've just mentioned some of the summers that they've already had. I'm going to throw in Federico Budiso as well. He was also a swimmer there who's just lighting up Italian swimming right now. They are doing, I don't know, the structure that they've got, they're able to almost, the conveyor belt of swimmers, it's amazing.
It's a world-class program for junior swimmers, is what it is.
Oh, it really is. Yes. They don't get my vote as much as I'd love to give them a vote, but Dave Hemmings has been awesome. We've talked about James Wilby already. He is just a technical master.
Before you move on from Dave Hemmings, I saw him poolside with Freya Colbert at Scottish Winters and at English Winters. He's doing a fine job bringing her through into the senior ranks. She has just moved there from Nova. And he's doing amazing work. And yeah, James Wilby's performances this summer, I think he's just a technical masterclass.
Well, that's what I was going to mention, that you should see some of the sessions that he writes. He goes into such detail. It's amazing. And he doesn't just have Freya and James, he's got other swimmers and Abby and Joe and people like that as well, and he almost has a different session for each of them, and it's amazing. He goes into so much detail on every single one of their sessions, but he doesn't get my vote either. I'm going for Dave McNulty. He has just I've lost count how many medals, but it's got to be at least 40 plus medals in the summer of 2022. Of course he coaches Tom Dean, Freya Anderson, Brodie Williams, so many more, but I don't know where there's nowhere else to look for me. He's just awesome, and he should be given, I don't know, a medal, you know, sir, or OBE or something, or sir, yeah, something. You know, he needs to be given something on the honours list, basically, because he has done wonders for GB swimming.
Okay, so we have heard where you're going. We have heard where the public's going. So we've got one vote for Dave McNulty, one vote for Emma and Greg at Mount Kelly. I'm torn. Ooh. I am fully torn.
I thought you would go for Nutty quite, not comfortably, but, you know, I think like sort of 60-40, like, yeah, definitely Dave.
Do you know what? I think that is the bias in elite swimming coming out. I think if you look at the work that is going on at Mount Kelly and the amazing performances that are coming out of there, I think that almost compares, like, the amount of medals that that club and that school are getting at every internationals, at every national stage, deserves recognition. Like, I just, that's why I'm torn, because...
Well, they both deserve recognition, really.
Yeah, exactly. I fully agree, which is why I'm so torn.
So what's splitting them, really? So they both need recognition.
The thing that's
obviously
splitting them is Dave McNulty is on the elite stage and on international stage. that's the only thing in my mind. And how much weight are you putting on an international coach over a club coach?
It's difficult because you've got the likes of Tom Dean, who won, I lost count how many medals he won at Commies. Was it seven medals?
Seven
medals, and that's just from one athlete. You got Freya, who won, I lost count of how many medals at Europeans. I know a lot of them were relays, but she won, I don't know how many golds. You got Brody, who won his first international major gold at Commies.
I get it.
I'm trying to help you out.
my reasoning with Dave McNulty, why I wanted to vote for him, wasn't the sheer number. It actually wasn't the sheer number of medals. It was the variety. It was the fact that you've got Tom Dean doing 100 free and a 200 IM. You've got Freya doing 100 free, 200 free. You've got Brody Williams winning medals for him on a 200 backstroke. It's unheard of. And his guys were performing. They were the top performance centre, really, this summer, ahead of Loughborough, Bath were. I'm going to hate myself whichever way I go on this.
Yeah, you probably are. Yeah.
Because he led swimmers into three international competitions in one summer, I'm going to go Dave McNulty. However, it was with massive regret.
I mean, it's a bit like the first award. I think I would be happy with all of them getting it because Dave McNulty, Dave Hemmings, both Emma and Greg have done excellent jobs. It's not really just this year, but you know, previous years as well. But we're just looking at this year alone, the school records that I assume that Mount Kelly got with those two in charge, and Emma and Greg. Dave McNulty, surely it must have been a record, the amount of medals he won this summer because of the three major meets. It must have been a record, surely.
If he had just led...
That's where I was leading.
If he had just done... led swimmers into a Worlds or just into a Commonwealth Games, Emma and Greg would have won quite comfortably in my eyes.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's only the sheer number that he's come away with, and that is thanks to the likes of Tom Dean and Freya Anderson. Oh, my God. Dave McNulty wins our British Coach of the Year. Dan, that is so hard.
I mean, without like, I can't believe
I came in and I didn't think that was where I was going to vote.
Well, there were a lot of coaches that we sort of didn't mention who were in the honourable mentions, like Zoe Baker, Mel Marshall, Adam Baker and Stuart McNary down in Swansea, Steve Tigg and Bradley Hay up in Stirling. There are some good coaches that we didn't mention, but I think you've gone the right way. I think, but it's really difficult because Emma and Greg are doing something special down in Mount Kelly, which I've said, I think, 100 times already just on this podcast alone. But I just I because of the amount of medals he won this summer, I think.
I don't like it, but let's move on. I feel like I should have gone the other way. I feel like in my heart I should have gone with the club. Oh, okay. Difficult. Next award then is our British Female Swimmer of the Year. So we end the Propulsion Swimming Awards with three big ones, the major categories. And I'm not going to do honourable mentions. We're just going to jump straight into the three who are nominated. And that is Freya Anderson, Mehdi Harris and Katie Shanahan. Now, it kind of went under the radar here of just how many medals Freya Anderson won this summer because of the breakout performances of Mehdi and Katie Shanahan and Freya Colbert, who we've spoken about before. She won 10 medals for a female swimmer, including two relay golds in Rome and just missing out on her first individual senior long course title by less than 0.2 of a second. Now, we've already spoken about Mehdi, her incredible achievements, and we've already spoken about Katie, whose incredible achievements. And
public.
This one was actually quite close on the public vote, with Freya Anderson getting 295, Katie Shanahan getting 234, and Mehdi Harris getting 228.
Oh, Freya, okay.
Now, heading into this podcast, I could have easily seen Mehdi Harris winning three awards.
That's what I thought going in. Honestly, I thought she was going to win them all. Yep.
At this point, she hasn't won any because Katie won British Newcomer and Lewis Burras won Most Improved.
Yep.
And I think I'm going Freya Anderson. and I kind of want to vote Mehdi because she had the big standout moments, but 10 medals is a lot.
Do you know what it might be? It might be sort of a recency bias, because Mehdi's best swim was all the way back in February, and it was a fantastic swim. I remember bigging it up big time. The fact that she not only broke a minute, but
on course bucks.
It was almost like a second, maybe even 2 second PB to get down to that low 59, which was outstanding. And the fact that she's carried on representing GB in the space of Kathleen Dawson, who might find it hard to get back on the team if Mehdi keeps doing what she's doing. I had the same mentality as you, where I thought Mehdi was just going to be the standout swimmer this year and just win every award. And at the moment, I'm a bit like you, she might not win any, which is a huge shame, because I think she's amazing. She's done fantastic. You already mentioned earlier, obviously she's great at the backstroke, but she's been thrown into freestyle relays as well. She was quite close to breaking maybe the top two fastest splits. I know you've got Anna and you've got Freya in there. But she has done really well this year. Really, really well. We've spoken about Katie already, the fact that she won silver in the Europeans in the 200 backstroke. But I'm with you. You can't ignore Freya winning 10 medals in the summer.
It's unlike...
You can't ignore that. I mean, she was so close. It was really unfortunate that she just missed out on gold.
I actually
0.2.
Thought that was potentially her best ever chance to win individual gold. I don't know what it's going to look like coming forward, but from the past of
so far,
from her career so far, she has seemed so nearly on the individual front, and I thought that was the one. I thought that was wide open, and she just got outtouched, and I was gutted. But then you look at the summer she's had, and 10 medals is massive.
Yeah. It's really good going. It is. And that should not go under the radar. And that's the reason why, going in, I was thinking Mehdi, but I think it has to be Freya. Surely. It has to be, doesn't it?
That was my logic. I was going Mehdi until I saw that Freya won 10. I was like, when did that happen? She won 10.
Yeah, I knew she won a lot, because normally every Europeans, the women's
team
are quite strong. The
female did really well. Really well.
Yeah, because you don't have the likes of America or Australia or China taking part. And so the GB girls do really well at Europeans, and Freya is obviously part of most of those, if not all of those relays, and she comes away with silverware every time. 10 medals, I couldn't remember how many it was, but 10 medals is a lot and should not go unrecognised. And that's why I think, and the public thinks, and also so do you, that Freya wins. And I think that's the right way it goes. That's the way it should go.
It is. So the 2022 British Female Swimmer of the Year from Propulsion Swimming is Freya Anderson. Okay then, Dan, British Male Swimmer of the Year. Some honourable mentions: Lewis Burress, who was already won Most Improved. Duncan Scott, who had an unfortunate year with illness, really getting in the way of the major competitions, but he still did Duncan Scott things. which leaves our three nominees, which are Tom Dean, James Wilby, and Ben Proud. Now, Tom Dean had a massive medal haul of 13 medals across three major meets. James Wilby won two of the most outstanding individual golds this summer, which we have already spoken about as right up there as the two most entertaining British races this year. And then Ben Proud completed the historic set of 50 freestyle titles with World, Commonwealth and European champions to his name. Dan, I think you want to kick this one off before I look at the public vote.
Okay. I already know where you're going to go, and I think I'm also going to go that way, but I just want to sort of talk about how well Tom Dean has done. I mean, 13 medals across the three major meets. Let's start at Worlds, because I know Popovich was supposed to be the favourite, and he was, and he won it, but the fact that Tom was Olympic champion going in, not as the favourite, which is rare. It's very difficult to... I mean, I don't think that's ever happened, has it? To win Olympic gold and then the next year not be the favourite to win it? That doesn't happen very often. And he took it out so strongly. He took it to Popovich and then unfortunately faded away. Yeah, but he took it to him, which is what a champion should do. He came away with bronze in the end, which I thought was a really good swim. But the fact that he won, I suppose it's kind of unfortunate that it was six silvers and just the one gold, which is probably the reason why I was leaning towards that race of the year, the British race of the year pick, because that one gold for Tom you know, was almost at the icing on top of the cake, you know. He has done amazing stuff. And it's not just the freestyle events he's going in hard with. It's the IAM events as well. Mm. I mean, he's challenging
you
Duncan
really
Scott at the moment.
You really rate IAM, don't you?
I think he's getting better and better. And I think he will be on the team for the 200 IAM. And it becomes a bit of an issue, really, where if you've got Duncan and Tom on the 200 free and the 200 IAM, and they can both do relays... they're going to be knackered, you know. It's a good problem to have, I suppose. But yeah, go on. What's the public vote? Let's go with the public vote first. We're supposed to do that.
Absolute landslide.
Yeah,
I thought by a massive 556 votes, Ben Proud.
Okay.
Yeah, by an I thought it'd be absolute mile. And
yeah,
no one is ever going to get me off this corner. To win those three titles at the point of recording, BBC Sports Personality of the Year has just come out and he is not on that list, which is a disgrace. Mm. For him to have those three titles is unheard of. I'm pretty sure it's never happened before in one. No, it definitely has never happened before in one summer.
In a calendar year. Oh, well, in one summer. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah,
summer. And people will say it's 50. It's not that hard. It's just one length. You win and lose a 50 freestyle by the smallest margins. There is no room for error. And I will long say to you and long preach that is the perfect race. Like, you have to be a perfectionist to win a 50 freestyle because one little slip and you're done. And he won it three times, went through the rounds three times, three golds. And no one got near him.
The last one was a close one at Europeans. The other two were quite comfortable for him, but Europeans was close. But even still, again, it comes down to the finest margins on a 50-meter freestyle. I didn't think I could sway you, and I chose Ben myself anyway. So he wins all three of the votes. Going back to the personality of the year thing, it is a bit of a popularity contest, and I don't follow it. I don't like it. I think Summers should always be involved. I think Tom Dean should be involved. That's how good a season he's had this year.
Yeah.
But Ben Proud has done something historic. Like you say, I don't think it's ever going to be done and will ever never be done again. I don't think I have anything else to say other than he should win this and he is going to win this and he should be up for Personality of the Year and everything. He's a phenomenal athlete and I don't think he gets the credit he deserves.
Do you know what? He won this vote so comfortably on public that it compares to Popovich's 100 freestyle world record. That is how impressive a year Ben Proud has had. And he's very quiet. He's not put himself out there on social media. He doesn't do that. He deserves all of the praise and all of the accolades he's going to get from us. And he deserves a lot more from other people.
Do you know what I really hope? He's just missing one medal from one competition. Yep. And Paris is only 2 years away, less than that now. I really, really hope he was devastated after Tokyo, and you could see it. To come away with fifth, I mean, I know it was split by the smallest margins again, but I really hope not only that he medals, I hope he medals, of course, but he has a chance of winning gold. That's how good this guy is. And I really hope he does, because he is the one British swimmer who really deserves Olympic gold. He really does.
100%. So Ben Proud is very deservingly and very comfortably the propulsion swimming British male swimmer of the year 2022. And Dan, that means we have reached our final award of this show. And I'm going to say we've done this in good time. We've flown through.
Right.
We've absolutely flown through for 12 awards. Yeah. Now, International Swimmer of the Year, the honorable mentions list is just like the honorable mentions list for International Race of the Year. You've got Katie Ledecky, Christoph Milak, Ariane Titmus, Thomas Chekhon, oh my God, Sarah Sjostrom. Yeah. There are names galore on this one. But in truth, while there were three swimmers shortlisted, this only came down to two. And I'm amazed it came down to two. The three nominated were Molly O'Callaghan, Summer McIntosh, and David Popovich. Now, I say it came down to two because the public vote very clearly went Summer McIntosh and David Popovich. It went to those two. Molly O'Callaghan barely got anything, which stuns me because she did have an incredibly good year. And I thought this would be more of a landslide. Like, it was a landslide to one person. It very clearly was.
Okay.
I didn't think anyone would vote for anyone other than David Popovich. I found it very hard to justify picking any of the other three. So, Dan, explain to me why 257 people voted for Summer McIntosh ahead of Popovich.
Really?
That's a lot of people.
I imagine that's a Canadian contingent doing all of that. Listen, Summer has had an amazing season. Let me just tell you some of the stuff that she's done. 6 junior world records set this summer. 2 golds at World Champs and 2 golds at the Commonwealth Games. That is... Reminder, she's 15. She's 15 years old.
She's 16 now, but yeah.
Or 16. Oh, well, even still. She's, just, you know, 15, 16, 17. They're all very, very young. I know Popovich is just as young, basically. She's blown the doors off. She's challenging the likes of Katie Ledecky and Aaron Antetokounmpo, who are the best freestylers ever. So, and she's challenging them at the age of 15, 16.
I like Pellegrini. Would you agree? Title, but yeah.
Okay, for the 200. Yeah,
no,
I'm sure,
still with you. I'm still with you. Yeah, I'm still with
400
you.
Upwards, definitely it's those two, right? But my choice, this was my easiest decision out of all of the awards.
Yeah.
So I'm which a little bit wild. Stunned that people chose Summer. I mean, yes, granted, she had a great season, but Popovich has done an outstanding season. Like, it's better
unbeaten.
Than outstanding, really. Yeah, across the 100 and 200, right? Long course, obviously. Yeah. And to come away with that world record, which has to count for a huge amount, and to be challenging what is, I think, an impossible 200 freestyle world record, I didn't see it any other way. I can't see it any other way.
No.
I'm amazed 250 odd people said that. Yeah, amazing.
Which is why I was asking how many people, like, how do people choose Summer McIntosh? I don't understand. Wow. Summer McIntosh had an incredible year, but yeah. How do you justify her ahead of Popovich? I can't comprehend it.
Yeah, very difficult. But that is anyway, it's an easy choice. It's Popovich.
Popovich did win the public vote with 514 votes. So he did get a massive portion. But for 250 people still to think that Summer was... easy. Dan, me, public have all gone for David Popovich. He is the swimmer of 2022. I know there's no Brits in this award, but just if they were, he's won it all. He's won it all. The year of 2022 is David Popovich, and he wins our final award, which is the International Swimmer of the Year. Very, very deserving, because he's brought swimming to a new and exciting place.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the last person to do that, I think you mentioned earlier, was Adam Peaty. The fact that he changed breaststroke, and Popovich is changing freestyle again, which is crazy to think, when you had the likes of Ian Thorpe and Michael Phelps and Popoff before them being the sort of catalyst to being the main freestyle technician, if you like.
Yeah.
And he's done it at the age of 17, and he's still got the slightest frame that I think I've ever seen a 100-meter freestyle world record holder to have.
Yep.
It's quite incredible. I look forward to seeing what he does, not just next year at Worlds, but also Paris as well. It's going to be a big time for swimming, especially when you've got McIntosh as well, who I think is due a senior world record, not just a junior world record, very soon. Yeah.
2022 was the year of the juniors. It really was.
It really was.
Dan, before we end our final podcast of 2022, a quick rundown of who won our awards this year. British Newcomer of the Year was won by Katie Shanahan, thanks mainly to the public vote. International Newcomer of the Year went to Frenchman Leon Machard. Most Improved British Swimmer of the Year, Lewis Burras. British Para Swimmer of the Year for the second year in the row was Maisie Summers-Newton. British Race of the Year, England's gold medal winning men's 4x100m medley relay at the Commonwealth Games. International Race of the Year, David Popovich's incredible world record in the men's 100m freestyle. British Social Media Presence of the Year, mainly thanks to a social media voting, Sonny Trigg, the swimsuit guy. British Age Group Club of the Year, Mount Kelly and the incredible work they are doing down in Devon. British Coach of the Year, potentially the toughest award to give, was Dave McNulty, the head coach of Bath Performance Centre. British female swimmer of the year was Freya Anderson after her 10 medals this summer. British male swimmer of the year, Ben Proud, and international swimmer of the year, David Popovich. Dan, it has been an incredible 2022 in the pool and for out of the pool for propulsion swimming. We've got so many new plans coming in 2023, but for now, we're going to take a bit of a break over the Christmas period, rest, recover, get some new projects in the pipeline, and we'll be back bright and early in January.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. Big plans next year. We'll catch you next year. Have a nice Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah, see you guys very soon.
You've been listening to the Propulsion Swimming Podcast with Scott and Dan. We want to thank you for joining us and invite you to subscribe to the show, as well as checking out the Propulsion Swimming YouTube channel for weekly tutorials and videos to get your swimming fix. We will be back next week. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one.